adults cannot know the concept of an application. The idea of praxis already contains the constitutive unity of subject and object. In an applied theory, they must remain separate. An isolated subject applies an idea as it seems fit to an equally isolated object domain. Their relation remains arbitrary throughout. The dimension of the future. What used to be called bad utopianism, the arbitrary antithesis, has perhaps become the only utopia in a time when already the possibility of an antithesis is threatened. T.W. Adorno. Empiricism confuses the concept of novelty with that of an inadequate prognosis. M. Horkheimer. Freedom is the only fact that is only in its creation. It cannot be verified except by being exercised. H. Marcuse. That things remain the way they are, that is the catastrophe. W. Benjamin. Traditional theorists like Merton have conceded negligence on the part of sociologists toward the less visible and the statistically insignificant. The latter, of course, reveals the tacitly assumed correlation between quantity and significance, often marked by Horkheimer. While the former ignores that not all relevant modalities of objects are highly visible in the sense of being accessible to current restrictively questioning methodical screens. The conspicuous lack of a category of possible cases in contemporary sciences about which Nelson Goodman has complained seemed no accident, therefore. It is the complement of the fatalistic and affirmative streak in contemporary scientism, the mythic scientific respect for the given. Footnote 97, text. As concern the future, Horkheimer charged, not construction, but induction is the characteristic mark of science. The more frequent something has been in the past, the more certain it will be in the future. New forms of reality, especially those emerging from the historical activity of human beings, lie beyond empiricist theory. Footnote 98. Text. Accordingly, scientific prognosis rarely referred to significant changes, for understandably, there is a lack of observational data. Footnote 99. Text. What is still in process, that is not yet classified by definition, not visible through a methodical screen built for past facts, is simply not there for them. Page 405. Consequently, such central Marxian categories as latency and tendency must remain opaque. As far as empiricism is concerned, tendencies refer to probable behavior. Footnote 100. Text. In traditional theories, there is little attempt, therefore, to construct logical utopias, that is, tentative logical extensions of existing possibilities whose existence, critical theorists insisted, can be argued both theoretically and empirically through perfect, stringent analysis of the given. Whose difference is an abstract utopia is that the possibility in question can be shown to be real at the present stage of the forces of production. Footnote 101, text. If a certain affirmative thrust is built into current methodologies, they may have to be modified, opened up. If a mode of thought reaches beyond the extension of social life in its given form, the mode of presentation is not prescribed either. Rather, theory constructs empirical elements into a total image, which consciously reflects reality, subspecies of its own transcending interests. Footnote 102, text. It is this interest in focusing not on what there is alone, but on what there could be very well be, which should make it the goal of science to cognize processes of which the dimension of the future is a necessary part. Footnote 103, text. Most of the time, it is true, the Frankfurtians themselves did not analyze the present under the anticipation of a concretely specified better future, but under the historical aspect of what has been or is preventing such a future. Nevertheless, a hermeneutic anticipation of its possibility, a cognitive interest in transcendence of all forms of heteronomy, is unmistakable. And what we want to collect data for decides what data we collect. If we collect them under the hypothesis that a different reality is possible, we will focus on the changeable, marginal, deviant aspects. Anything not integrated, which might suggest fermentation, resistance, protest, alternative, all the facts unfit to fit. Adorno insisted, we do the world too much honor to think of it entirely as a system. Precisely those on whose thought and action any change, the only essential thing, depends, owe their existence to the inessential, to what, according to the great laws of historical development, may turn out to be completely coincidental. Footnote 104. Text. Not accidentally, anticipatory and cognitive forms of human behavior have been shunned as difficulties by the traditional social sciences, which focuses on past and existing variables of influence, rather than on the influence of anticipation or on forms of behavior controlled by consciousness rather than by quasi-forces. Footnote 105, text. The model of humans as passive entities in a force field of variable informing most contemporary research corresponds, of course, precisely to that prehistoric form of socially unconscious behavior Marx and critical theorists wanted to change, where people behave like objects of nature, of uncomprehended forces. Page 406. Given that these sciences increasingly become our only source of supposedly reliable knowledge, and thus supposedly our only reliable guidelines for dealing with these spheres, we may be facing increasingly self-fulfilling object domains. But the prehistory is over. We know the way things are to be largely the way we made them. As reality ceases to appear impenetrable and thus loses its mythical authority as the superstitious belief in the way things naturally are disappears, acquiescence simply spells active approval. Reality as it now needs reasons, legitimations for being thus and not otherwise, the way it concretely could be. As against the current scientific fatalism, motives like dreaming, hope, compare Bloch category of docta spes, covetous anticipation, and so on, assume a cognitive function in a less zealously restrictive science. Just as we use our present perspective to look at the past, we might employ the perspective of a possible future to examine the present. After all, it is the business of the future to be dangerous, Whitehead had argued. Naturally, therefore, the established paradigm will denounce alternatives to itself as unscientific, just as any reality as is will denounce attempts at transcending it as unrealistic. If critical theorists heeded Marx's and Engels' dictum that the only science is the science of history. They understood it in the sense of what the Enlightenment call conjectural history, or history raisonnée, turned into the future. In their present form, the particular disciplines were auxiliary and preliminary stages. Also, their necessity was emphasized time and again by the Frankfurtians. But they needed to have their function defined by what Merleau-Ponty might have called a practical philosophy of history, or what Lepinais has called an experimental anthropology. The American sociologist Robert S. Lund, a one-time member of the Institute, cited this approach as an exemplary program of the sciences. It should not be our only concern to ask whether a hypothesis is true, possibly, or realistic. We should perhaps also ask the other way around. What sort of earth, footnote 106, text, would it have to be in which this hypothesis, for example, one describing a possible situation, would be realistic? Only history could verify such hypotheses by realizing them.